Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. We can have fun on the dark side,
yes,
too. It's okay.
We can.
I'm drinking.
Drinking.
I'm smoking.
Smoking.
I'm popping pills.
Popping pills.
I am so fucking turned up
what
right
it
now.
Is.
Let's go. Daggers in the building, things are feeling so hype. Drunk, high, everybody gon' like me. Fresh pair of Nikes, LA fit. About to do my new dance, come along if you will. One step forward, one step back. Shake it, shake it, shake it like you just smoked crack. Hands up like you got Jack, moving in a circle. Hands on my waist, lean with it like Urkel. Slide, slide, dip, skip, slide, slide, dip. Twist, put your right foot in, take your right foot out.
Fuck,
everybody grab somebody, go ahead and work it out. Show me what you all about, we all here to party. I'm on one, off that 151 McCarty. Smoking the best, without the drama stress. We all sweating like a dumb nigga taking a test.
Damn, I'm turned, acting first. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no reach for your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm winning, just hang on, here we go.
Are we having fun yet? Yeah, good.
I ain't done yet.
Getting fucked up, yeah, I like that subject. Keep it in my budget, cause the game is a cold bitch. If you want to fuck the right, gotta throw the right pitch. Niggas, bitch, bitches, bitch, we all want to get rich. Too many motherfuckers be up on that. I'm in the party trying to calm my nerves. Waitress, bring folk tracks.
Just got served, yeah.
Now I'm gonna groove cause I'm high this tipsy. About to do my new dance.
Who's coming with me?
One step forward, side, side, lean with it like you in the car. Left, ride, hold my drink up real high. Hurry up, get a sip, gas break, dip.
Go squat the wheel.
Niggas getting hypey like we up in the bay. Yeah, I got mad love, but I represent LA.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt.
Daggers, if you know, it ain't just work. You and your niggas dance like that. I got my bitches in here too, you feel me?
Right.
Come on now. Come on, ladies, let's show what you motherfuckers, what we work with. Y'all, you know, talking about?
Nigga, step aside, make room for the lady. You know we looking good, but you looking all crazy. Trust you, pay me, show me where the money at. Nigga, drop a sack if you wanna see my ass clap. Off a pill too, not a bitch you wanna step through. Money does a lot, already know addictive. Thinking I'm a dumb gun, better find a young one. Now I'm gonna dance.
Wait,
what?
Light, camera, action.
Take one step in, show my heels off, give myself a hug. Hands on my waist,
wiggle, 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 drop it.
Hands on my knees, bend it over while I arch it. Pick it up and drop it. Like you wanna make a profit, hands high, high, like you're ready for the spotlight. Military boy, y'all left, right.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this ain't gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't wanna party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like a winner, just hang on. Here we
can
go.
I get any higher? Damn, so wired. Pills got me feeling like my clothes on fire. Root to the Dodgers, kill for the Lakers. A hater still a hater, even if they make paper. And they both real deep, they don't know how not to. Take your ass home like a nigga with a curfew. I don't wanna hurt you, wanna ride my higher. Find a real freak, take it back to my hideout. Working like a child, see how best in bands. But before I leave the party, I gotta do my dance. Jumble to the left, cause I'm way past 50. One step forward, do a 360. Do a little shuffle, show a little muscle. Throw your hands up like a nigga wanna tussle. Don't want any trouble cause we all in the zone. So I stay going hard, it's lonely at home.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no reach in your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you with it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we
told
go.
Y'all. Oh, shit, I'm fucked up, y'all. Hope y'all have fun. I really do. And if not, I don't care. Shit, that shit was fun for me.
I understand your frustration. Did you unplug your computer, ma'am?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry, I've only been working here a short distance. How was the weather in Biloxi?
How the hell should I know? I live in Cleveland.
I understand your frustration.
Of course.
I tried that, and it still didn't work, and I tried it again, but, you know, I still keep getting the same error thing, and it's really not...
Do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? Can you, like, shut up and tell me how to get this computer to show porn?
What? You've got to be kidding me. Where's your supervisor?
Please, just tell me, how do you turn off the frickin' autocomplete feature? Because every time I try to sign onto the frickin' internet...
You have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
What the? I want your name right now.
My name
is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www....
Yes, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here yet another Sunday. Like always, I know y'all got better things y'all could be doing than sitting here listening to me talk shit for the next 2 hours. But if you're here, you're chilling, you're marinating, thank you. Thank you for always being here. If this is your first time, I hope you enjoy your stay and you come back and you tell your friends about it. But either way, as I do at the beginning of every show, let me get my shout-outs out the way first. Of course, to the boss lady herself, as always, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays. There is no West Coast Wednesdays. There isn't a lot of the things going on right now, like the Independent Artist Award Show going on at the end of the year. Voting's almost done, y'all. Getting into March, and I think March is the last month to get your votes in, so make sure you check out the website, www.iaamawards.com, okay? Make sure you go out there to vote for your top favorite artist, the top famous, excuse me, y'all, Drake's starting to kick in already, but your top independent artists from around the world, make sure you go vote for them. There's a lot of categories, so make sure you vote for your favorite artist because that's the only way they're going to win. Also, at the same time, y'all, make sure you, and also if you want to send in your music to the show, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I got this show and I got a Wednesday show, so I will find a place for your music. And as my word all the time, as always, is if you send me your music, your music will be among the first songs played in on the following show, because I'm going to make sure I put it straight in the rotation. I don't be bullshitting when it comes to that. I know people want to hear their tracks, and I want to hear y'all tracks too, so make sure y'all get them in. And then if you want to call into the show tonight, it's 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me, or you can just hang out in the queue and just listen in. So, but we're going to start it off like this. Brand new music, straight on Slap Sundays right here. Danny, the Seducer, all right? Dip it low, featuring K. Renee. Let's go.
Jimmy, this beat is banging.
Let me know you're sipping loud. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low.
Hey, girl.
Girl, you messing with a broke. That bus ain't it. You know we ain't just like a glitch. Girl, you messing with a broke. That bus ain't nothing. These songs are very muscle. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke.
Don't you hate when you step up in the club? Hating cause the bitch show you love. You buying hella drinks at the bar while the got a base, they can borrow. I'm in that VIP. Everywhere, why you looking at me? I got a little black chick, got a little senorita, got a sexy Choi Yo Yang and a white beater. And they popping that, here you come, walk by and try to mush me. Don't push me, I'll get your red rum, get your head spun, I'll get it done. Matter of fact, if you in the club right now, it's about a knock his punk out. I don't give a
that bus ain't it. You know we ain't just like a snitch. Girl, you messing with a broke. That bus ain't nothing. These songs is making muscle. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke.
My shot. Time to make a salad pay. Soon to be legendary. Can't f***ing wait. Like a hook from Kareem wet in the pain. Yeah, way too much, you were way too butch, plead the fifth, keeping on the hush, gotta keep it on the clutch, automatic when doing too much, pants down, to the left, this beat banged down, stupid fresh, over, finish, swish, finesse, money on my mind, I'ma shine, nothing less, and your sister jeans, no, your chick on the hall wet, money on my mind while I'm throwing up.
Ain't it? You know we ain't just like a snitch. Girl, you messing with a broke. That bus ain't nothing. These songs is making muscle. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke.
I'm on, I'm gone. In my own zone. Trying to pick which bone. I'm on, I'm gone. In my own zone. Trying to pick which bone. I'm on, I'm gone, in my own zone, trying to pick which bone. I'm on, I'm gone, in my own zone, trying to pick which bone. Why you standing in the club and ain't macking no bra, staring at the niggas, this ain't a bar. How you act hard, do the cat daddy, then want a mad dog and throw up gang signs at me. So, yeah, I know you type, pop a lot of shit, but you're ready to fight. Yo, hood, yo mama, I ain't no DJ, but I bring the drama.
Bus ain't it. You know we ain't just like a snitch. Girl, you messing with a broke. That bus ain't nothing. These songs is making muscle. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. A broke. A broke. Girl, you messing with a broke. Girl, you messing with a broke.
Another DJ Far. World premiere.
Straight bitch. Miss Nira. Jay. Minnie's family. Larceny's family. Skinny. Chubby. What's up, fool?
DJ Funk.
We in here, nigga. Masked up like a hockey squad. Fucking over niggas, straight Amistad. Strapped when it's time to ride. No car safety, and guns all safety. Blowing on the purple, got my lungs all hazy. You fuck boys crazy. Smother the nose of the gun with a potato. And it ain't all gravy. I can even murk you on the Pro Tools. Killing folks, eating them up. Lyrical soul food. But some niggas won't beef, really tofu. I'm Wazilla the beef, somebody should have told fool. Keep the mag in the stash when I roll through. Mean mugging cowards just to see what they gon' do. Acting foul cause I brawl, I was gon' juke. But time running out, so you know bitches gon' shoot. Pull a clutch, pluck a pluck cat to show you what you animated plucky duck niggas won't do.
The gun in the stash on me right now. The gun in the stash on me right now. And I'm grabbing my mask on me right now. Right now.
in a while. OT, let me reload on these niggas real fast, like. Get the snub off the dash, still puffing the hairs. Get the bus in the fast, while I'm dumping the ash. Chief and reaper as the reaper, zip you up in the bag. Before you officially gone, I smoke the blunt in the head. You fuck boys, junkyards, nothing but trash. I spit Looney Tunes, you fucking with Taz. Spazmanian devil, I spin shit around. You fools like joint, you little niggas clowns. Go go for all you choaches, put bitches in the ground. I'm trying to make moves, fuck trying to sit around. If I wanna do that, I'd go and hit a lounge. But for now, I'm boxing shit, giving niggas round. Trinidad with a nigga blast, vicious spaz. I get up in that ass, you start first but finish last. Caught the lawn for you snakes in the grass. I'm no cut, don't nag, nigga, get a pay. Get them jagged.
Must be PMS. My niggas sparking, you niggas barking like DMX. I mean, I'm saying I'm sick, dog, and I need a vet. Them boys like thick Nikes in stores, and they need a check. Yeah, we the best, balling without the set. Doing pushing rocks, working with the magic now. Pat Ewing, cooking in the front, I'm in the back brewing. No stress, you get your cold wet, I leave you cats ruined. Chubby, you like a puppy in a lion house. Quick to bring the iron out. Fuck is all the crying about. I'm on the block for the cream. Soon as I came on the scene, I'm taking shots for the team. Skip the trying out. Red dot, I get my blast on. Pac-Man, it got me riding with my mask on. Batman, oh yeah, I'm strapped, man. You get your set playing. Murph them and then we ride out, nigga. X Games. Jack.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her, Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Slap Sunday's The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We back. Playing nothing but them slappers. Like I said, that's two, that's actually three brand new tracks this week. I got, you know, Danny the Seducer, D Hood Star, Dre Vicious, you know, just some of the new artists, newest artists in rotation. You'll be hearing a lot more from them because I got a couple of tracks from them. So I got a few more we're going to get to. Not today. You know, I gotta spread them out because, you know, I want to make sure everybody, you know, I got more shit to listen to and more slappers to keep bringing y'all. But, yeah, let me sip my drink. What are we sipping on tonight? Hold on. Off that tequila sunrise, in here relaxing, chilling, back in the garage. I got out the garage last week, but I guess I got too turned up on my Wednesday show because a lot of, if you were there for that, you know what went down. I'm not going to bring up the past. We're just going to keep moving forward. But it's all good. Back in my little comfort zone, back in the garage, back where I can't be bothered, disturbed, where I'm just left with my own thoughts, and ain't no, and y'all know how crazy my thoughts can get. But, couple of things about, let's see what we're going to talk about. Like I said, I don't got a subject matter for tonight. We're just going to basically freestyle the show, just whatever comes to mind, what's been going on, pick out a few things. Homie was supposed to come through and smoke with me, so he didn't make it through. Now I got to find a swisher so I can roll up for the smoke session a little bit later. But like I said, we're going to keep rolling. But it was an interesting weekend this weekend. Had people's come down to see me from out of town, so we was hanging out all weekend, you know, smoking, drinking. They ain't never been to L.A., so they wanted me to show them, take them out and show them, you know, how we get down out here and everything. And it's not like, and you know, it's just funny for those that haven't been in L.A. I mean, I guess this is true for everywhere. You ever notice? Because, I mean, when you are somewhere, it's not that turned up to you because you've been there. You've lived it. Like I said, I've been in L.A. shit gone 30 years. So born and raised. So I know all about what's going on out here and everything. But it was just funny because having them come out and then taking them out and seeing everything, it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I don't know, it's just good, I guess, to see other people get excited over things that, you know, are just real boring to me. So, I mean, that's cool. I can't get mad about that. I mean, I'm glad people got to enjoy themselves, went out to the little club and everything. But it's also funny because, like, it's like I have to warn people about how, because people get things misconstrued about Los Angeles. Now, don't get it twisted. I love my city. I love it to death. But the people here are, you gotta understand what you're dealing with. This is like, it's like people are really majority, and I've said this term before, are really like MTV generation out here. A lot of people are, you know, if you listen to my other shows, a lot of people are jacked in. They're plugged into the Matrix. And it's funny always when you go to like these clubs and things like that because you literally see it on display. You see how hard people try to present themselves or present an image that may not really be them. And that's the amazing part of it. So I had to warn my people when they were like, I was like, man, all right, we're going to go up in this club. Now you're going to see a lot of shit that's going to be really funny. You're going to see a lot of people trying way too hard. Because me, we went and, you know, we dressed. I don't like getting all dressed up, especially for not no club, because, like I said, I don't need to do all that. You know what I mean? Maybe some nice slacks, you know, some jeans, some comfortable jeans or whatever. You know, a nice little collar shirt, but not no hood collar shirt. You know what I mean? Just regular. You know what I mean? When I mean hood collar, like I said, there's nothing wrong with you wearing what you want to wear, but it's like, you can always tell the hood niggas in the club because the hood niggas still can't take the hood out. The niggas, like, they out there in red and black plaid shirts. You know what I mean? That's the only shirt they got in their closet. They had to throw a collar on in order to come out and go to the party. You know what I mean? Like, them type of people. Niggas don't got a good actual dress, at least a dress shirt. You know, you should always at least have one or two, like, dress shirts. But that's just how I feel. But, like I said, that was funny. And then the ladies are always funny. There was one group. And then we got there kind of early because, you know, if you don't get there early, the motherfuckers that throw the parties is going to make you stand outside in line until it's no longer free for you to get in, and then they're going to make you pay or you're going to walk away, so then don't waste your time. So a lot of people try to be all fashionably late and shit. When I go out, I'm there on time. I get there. I get in the area about an hour early, sit in the car, and just smoke and drink and get right, and just make sure once they start lining up, it's like, okay, we can line up now, then I go stand in line. Because, like I said, that fashionably late shit, you can miss me with that. Because I'll wind up paying you a whole lot of money to get up in there to party with people for like 2 hours. And it ain't that serious. It really is not. So, but like I said, some of y'all ballers, some of y'all can do shit like that. But it's funny. But like I said, my people's had a good time. There's a lot of entertainment at the party. The club motherfuckers is like, there was like a group of fat girls. And I was just pointing this shit out because they was asking me all kind of questions like, like, is this for real? Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is L.A. When you think, like, when fat bitches think that they can wear, like, skin-tight dresses and shit like that with their rolls hanging out and everything, no, it's not attractive. I know they think it's attractive, but that's that Hollywood mentality. They think they can squeeze all that. Like I said, there was one squad of girls. There was, like, six of them, and it was, like, four of them was fat, and two of them was a little pudgy. Four was fat, like, one was pudgy and one was cool. What kind of ratio is that? For a group of girls going out, it's not a good ratio for the group. And I'm sorry, that's just me. But like I said, I'm not going to get on fat people and everything. But it's just, I know they're out there trying to have a good time and enjoy themselves, but I mean, damn, just a whole squad full of fat girls? Like the whole squad is fat? My cousins was laughing their ass off. And I was like, man, y'all the ones wanted to go out. And then you got the real bougie, super bougie, bourgeois bitches that you can tell are trying so hard just to look good. So even if somebody wants to holler at them or try to talk to them or whatever, it's like, no. Fuck, you know, the snobby bitches that turn up their nose and shit and act like a nigga, you know what I mean, turn their head away from you and things like that. You know them type of bitches I'm talking about. And then you got the motherfuckers in the VIP sections and the bottle service people and everything. And those people are always funny, too, because when you have to spend $200 on a seat and a bottle, something wrong with that. That's the one. I mean, I would do it if, like I said, if it's me, my whole squad, the homies, we got the homegirls coming out and everything, and we want to do it all super big, okay, that's fine. But there are these people that go out every week and do that and spend $400, $500 at the club for two bottles. and a place to sit, because usually the VIP section of the, or that kind of shit is where you can have a seat, because otherwise you're standing up in the club the whole time. So really you're just buying a place to sit down for a little while if you don't want to stand up the whole time. Or you're buying a section where you can sit over there and look at everybody else and do what they do and everything. So it's like I'm always laughing at the VIP section personally, and I'm always looking at it like, man, I guess, but at the same time, nah, it ain't that serious. Because, I mean, VIP is wherever I'm at. That's how I feel. So, or when I'm chilling with people, we maxing and relaxing and we doing what we do, then we don't need to be up off in that section. And you notice how people always in the VIP section is still the most stuck up man. I was next to one. And it's like the bitches that was in, like, okay, let me get around. They was cute. But there comes a point when bitches become so cute and they think that and they know that they cute that they become ugly because, you know, their attitude can make a bitch. And ladies, your attitude can make you the ugliest person in the world. Trust me. As cute as you are, as sexy as you are, your attitude will fuck you up. So, like I said, try to keep at least a cool, calm attitude about things, all right? We're going to hit the phone lines real quick. Straight out to 313. 8076, you got Dagger. Hold on, do we got Dagger? You got Dagger yet? Yes, you got Dagger. What it do?
Take
off! Yeah, Aston Martin. What it dizzle, Pippin?
What's happening, Pippin? Man, I'm cool out, man. Dog, yes. I had a wonderful fucking time, man, out here in Orlando. Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Orlando, NBA All-Star Weekend. All-Star game is tonight. I'm stuck in the fucking crib writing music. You heard me? Real niggas don't think about enjoyment, man. You feel me, nigga? I lock myself in the room, man, before I go out and party. You feel me, nigga? I'm about this work, nigga. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Business first before pleasure, as always, man. Shit, at least you get to be out there. Because, I mean, this shit's going to be popping all night. So, yeah, you definitely ain't got nothing to worry about. All-Star Weekend is, like, ridiculous. I had the homegirl telling me she was trying to get the fuck out of Florida for a little while because she didn't want to be involved in the craziness that was going on down there. So, it's like, damn. But, shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
so, how's the, you still touring and shit right now, Ashley? You still touring right now?
Nah, I ain't no touring popping, you know what I'm saying? I'm just out here, you know, in Orlando for NBA All-Star Weekend, man. I came out here with, like, 200 CDs, you know what I'm saying? I was in a club last night. I was in this strip club last night. Flash Dancers off of OBT, that's Orange Blossom Trail, you know what I'm saying, over on the east side of Orlando, man. So I sold about a good 50 CDs in the strip club alone. But this, though, I went to the fucking downtown area. Well, that bitch was slapping like fucking Mardi Gras on Friday, you know what I'm saying, during like the little rookies versus sophomore game and shit.
Yeah.
I only sold like 14 CDs then, but I went to the strip club and sold 50. How the fuck do you do that?
because, man, it's just like, I mean, what I'm starting to notice is it's a lot harder for me. When you go deal with other musicians, you know what I mean, or you go places where people are like preoccupied or whatever, then It's a little bit harder. I mean, you go to the strip club, motherfuckers is there because, you know, they're trying to have a good time. They're looking to have a good time. They want to hear some good music, and they want to look at some bitches. So if you hit the strip club and you got two of those things, like I said, especially Aston Martin. Aston Martin's sitting up in the strip club chilling or whatever, Max relaxes. I can already see the get down. Like, and you got good music and everything, man. Ain't nobody, like I said, motherfuckers doing other shit. It's what people is just got too much going on. People so worried about themselves. So people be so worried about themselves sometimes that they ain't gonna take the time to listen to the next man. But like I said, people at the strip club, they know what's up. Basically, what it is people know what they want. When you go to the strip club, you know what you're going to the fucking strip club for. You know what I mean? Like, we know what we're going here for. When I'm fucking with Aston Martin, it's like I know I'm fucking with Aston Martin because he got good music. He real, keep it real at all times, shit like that. I know that.
Right.
So you don't got to worry about it.
Already.
So, but them motherfuckers, you know, and other people be scared to take that chance. But it's like, man, that's their fault. If they don't want to take the chance or they don't want to give a nigga a chance to, you know, show he can do it, that's on them. You know, there's so many people that will. Like you said, the 20 people over here at the freshman, sophomore, you know how many people missed out over there? And all the people at the strip club got a cracking. Now, I would bet the people at the strip club get more cracking than the people that be at the All-Star games and shit anyway. So it's okay. You want to deal with them motherfuckers.
You already know it.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
That's the motto right there, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to follow that motherfucking motto right there. Like, nigga, fuck hitting the streets with the CDs, bro, the trunk, nigga. be hitting a strip club, bro, because that's where you motherfucking get your bubble on.
And then also, man, you holler at the strippers, nigga. You get the strippers, like, dancing to your shit or whatever while they doing their show and everything, too. Then it's going to be like, man, yeah, that's my track that bitch is back there dancing to. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you get, niggas don't realize that. It's just funny. We got to, in these kind of situations, it's like we're using women, but we're not. I mean, if women like it, and women dance to it, and women do what they do to it, then a nigga's going to like it. Then a nigga's going to buy it just because the girls like it. That's why I really be on, like, a nigga's got to respect your music. And even if he doesn't respect your music, if he sees a girl dancing to it or whatever, he'll get your music just so he can think he can get girls to dance to it around him. You know, like.
Hey, the Scrippers was buying it, too. Ain't nobody getting no free CDs but the DJ. That was it. The Scrippers had to buy it.
But hold on, straight out the 810-3707. Hold on, let me jack you in real quick. Let's see who this is. Come on, slowly but steadily. See, like I said, I keep saying this all the time. I keep saying it, man. Once I get me some souped up equipment, then it's gonna be all in the game. Because I'm gonna be able to, there it go. Yo, you got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, what's up, Dagger? This is Tanisha. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Sam. How you doing, Mom? What's up with you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling, show you some love.
Thank you. What's going on with you? I know you're busy doing the manager thing and everything, especially with this man right here who's always trying to do something. So what's going on with you, though? What's going on your side of things, on the manager side of things?
On my side of things, there's a lot going on my side of things, you know. But once I can release the information, I'll be calling back to let everybody know about it.
Okay. So you're working on something big that can't even be released yet. I really am. For sure. That's all right. As long as we make that announcement right here first, that we in the game. So you hanging out for a little while tonight, or you got business to handle?
Yeah, I just can't stop and do just to show some love and request some Ashton Martin.
You definitely know it's going to be a rotation, Mom. I'm going to get into this new Cal City I just got real quick. Right here, All We Need, Bottles and Trees. Let's go. And again, I apologize for the delay, y'all. Like I said, that's the disadvantage of being in the garage. See, in the garage, you might get a delay when I'm thinking, like, I got to run smooth. I just got to find me a really, really, really good internet access point where I could be like, you know what? Bam, and run smooth like Eric Coleman. Because, see, it started off good. Everything started off good. Everything was flowing. I was going between calls and between tracks. I was doing all that. And then, for whatever reason, it just freezes up, and then why that happens, I don't know either. But like I said, we're gonna keep it pushing, we're gonna keep it moving. I'm still gonna get into these tracks, but as soon as I can, let's see if this will work.
Wake up, bitch. Tell them niggas break bread or fake dead, nigga. Trademark for you marks. Cadillac cast. Trust doesn't never leave the house without the pistol. We just ride around strapped off. Hopping out the cut, dog. 87 ragtop. Triple gold Dayton's on that bitch. I took the dubs off. County swinging through the turf. Me and Cass, nigga. Cadillac the big Zach. Count sacks, nigga. Riding around strapped. Thing in my lap, nigga. Fuck a stash. Bought some shell shock in that sack, nigga. New LA fitted to the back, nigga. That nigga. Straight asshole to these hoes. I'm a Mac, nigga. Pocket full of sacks, nigga. Rider with the cat, nigga. Riding around strapped, nigga. Where them niggas at, nigga? Fuck them, they don't feel me. Introduce them to the semi. Now get the fuck out of Dodge like you hopping out the Hemi. I'm simply the wrong nigga to play with, so don't tip me. Them chrome guns come out. Niggas be hopping on they 10 speed. Cadillac, yeah. Where these niggas at? Yeah, I'm about to bust on these niggas. Pass me the strap.
I'm in the ass, dipping through the ass, yes. I'm Fresh Franklin Cargo with a slingshot on my chest. I don't see Walker, me walk. I G-Stack, G-Shit, boss like that. Seen niggas floss, got cross like that. Caught his ass, dipping, ran up in her. Back. back with the 91 West. Hub City down to smoke with Tri-Star, bitch, we choking on pounds. Me, I'm from the Anna's, my angel pack. Black like those doses, y'all know I'm strapped. Rapping A&A's with them gangsters at. Head stage be at, Watergate be at. Nudhood, Shelly Street, Bandel be at. But I'm a G74, y'all know I'm strapped. I fuck with Tri-Diddle, bitch, we got the plug. Cadillac, say folk, try past that bud.
Pass that bitch, nigga, pass that gun. Pass that clip, nigga, pass that gun. You know I'm strapped up and I'm not the one to play with the wrong nigga to play with Top Gun.
And I'm top flight, I shine so bright like a fresh pair of nights, a fresh Cali night. I'm laughing at you pussy ass niggas wanna fight. I got a 4-5 finna light up your life like
every other place we go. We got about 100 bitches at our show, and now that 100 bitches knocking at our door, tryna take us down cause they know we got dope. Yeah.
Yeah. turn gold. Fuck these hoes, I don't trust these hoes. Cut these hoes, I don't love these hoes. Shit, as far as I know, nigga, anything goes, we just gotta turn gold. Say that, yeah. Pop that, work that. Worth that, nah. Bounce that, worth that, take that, right.
I was gone from the street, 180 flat, to the point of no return, and still with both, babe. But you played me on that level, so I thought you never go. Foolish me, soon as they walked me in, you was out that door. I remember clear as day, don't call me, don't write me. Whatever happened to them words that you couldn't live without. I know we had our disagreements, both call each other cheating, but I still can't find a reason why I fall for your type.
$50 though,
for the track, you know what I'm saying, like to release it to you, track that so you can go and get it mixed and mastered elsewhere, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah,
damn, bro, how you going to speak on charging me, bro, when you see I'm not even from here, first of all. When I walked in the club, I had no money. You see me leave out the club with a big-ass dummy roll. Nigga, that shit came off a hustle and ambition. When you see a nigga on his grind, he hustling hard, he making a movement, you should not even try to charge a nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing, bro. Like, work with that nigga. Show him you a real nigga and show him that you motivated like he is. You know what I'm saying? Because if you hungry, when you hungry for money right now, you need it right now, nigga, that's just going to fuck up your blessings in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with a real nigga like me. Because when I make it to the top, bro, and I got millions, my nigga, I'm going to forget all about you if you ever tried to charge me up front. You feel me? I'm just keeping it real.
Straight out the game. But besides, okay, hold on one quick second. Straight out to 323-5642. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's up with a Dagger? Shit, Bezo and Cadillac Cash, man. What it does?
What it do, OG? Let me introduce first-time caller in the Bang Out Radio on Slap Sundays right here, y'all. Cadillac Cavs, West Coast Rider right here. For those that don't know, like I said, you just as famous as my nigga Ashton Martin out here. Because like I said, I'll be out there, all type of niggas I'm trying to get on y'all level. For those that don't know Cadillac Cavs, man, where can they find you? What you got going on right now? Give them the 411 real quick.
Man, they can find me right now. I'm on Twitter. I'm skating all through the internet. Shout out to my bro Ashton Martin out there. I feel you, bro. That was really it is, you know, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's Caddy Baby, ITSKADDYBABY. Feel me? It's the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Showing love to everywhere, each and everywhere, the real West, the New West, the Old West, whatever motherfucker wanna call it. I'm on Facebook, Cadillac Cash, Google, just drop Cash out of Mash out. Codice whenever dropping on Tuesday. Let me Google it, iTunes it, whatever. You know what I mean? We out here, man. What's up with it, though? Bang Out Radio slaps what that shit does, Dagger.
Yes, sir. We in the game, man. West Coast. Like I said, I'm trying to do my thing over here on the West Coast. I mean, motherfuckers have slept on us, you know what I mean, on the West Coast shit. So, like I said, I see a lot of West Coast artists that's trying to do it, like really repping the West because – at least, like I can say, you know, when I was coming up, it was all, you know, West Side Connection, DJ Quick, you know, Sugar Free, wow. Oakland, you know what I mean? Like, these are niggas I grew up on, like, you know what I mean? Like, West all day. Now, no disrespect, wow. No disrespect or anything, but, you know, you love your city, you know? I'm a West Coast boy, born and raised. But, But definitely, okay. Like, but man, we gotta set up a time, get you a proper interview and everything too, man. I know you always got something moving, man. Like I said, you close to me, so
it's a lot going on. But I'm gonna say this, man, straight up on the real, man. I'm from the West. You know what I'm saying? My family from the South. I'm a West Coast nigga, but I got a southern hospitality. I'm a southern household baby. Feel me? So nigga, like I got love for the South, like the South. The South is the West, man. Niggas like, that's the same. Everybody been knocking the same shit and raised off the same shit. You know what I'm talking about? So it's the same as Universal. I fuck with my dirty niggas. I'm out here in ATL, from Stonebrook to North Carolina, to the Bama, to in my AO. We out here, man. For real, Scott Bowling. Real, man.
You definitely got to make them connections, y'all, state to state, cross country. But like I said, we're real motherfuckers because, like I said, like my nigga Ashton, like I said, he came across a nigga that can't recognize real. But niggas like these, like I said, let Ashton Martin come out to Cali, niggas going to show that nigga how Cali get down. You know what I mean? No,
hey,
off top.
Gonna
gonna be no question, no concern, nothing. It's going to pop off.
That nigga going to get love. That nigga going to get love. You know what? It's a double-sided. It's a game just like that to where it's like that in my home state, Ashton, on the real, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I take that as, like, you know what I'm saying? Just keep on grinding. Put your motherfucking foot up in these niggas' neck. That's the same shit I be saying. It's like, man, come on, my nigga. I ain't holler at you, nigga. I don't need your beats. I don't need your rhymes. The niggas double back and try to charge you and all that fuck shit. But real niggas do real shit. And I salute. It's a lot of real niggas out here on the real. It's a lot of real niggas out here. I can stamp and say, like, nigga, on the real, I done made a gang of collaborations and all that with niggas. And some niggas be on some, a lot of niggas be on this fuck shit on the real. And I tell these niggas to suck it easy and do it moving. You feel me?
But that's what it is, especially because motherfuckers don't realize that at least real niggas, like I said, we don't look for handouts in the first place. I mean, like I said, I can talk to you like I speak to y'all. I don't look for a motherfucking handout. Like my nigga Cadillac just said, you don't got to give me a beat. You know what I mean? I'll either find one myself or I'll deal with people that want to actually work with me. But if you're going to sit up here, and especially it's always some bullshit where motherfuckers try to come at you and try to get you to do some shit and then be all cool at first and then on the end of that try to, like you said, throw a dollar sign on it or say, well, you can't get this unless you do this and you can't do this. Man, that's also bullshit, man.
Yeah.
So, man, is that you beat Ashton Martin in your background, man? Is that what you in there working on?
Yeah, man, you hear that shit, bro? Yeah, I'm leaving there working, man. Hey, but see, look, though, that was the engineer. That was his loss, right? But you know what his motherfucking, his roommates did, the niggas that produced the beats? The niggas, as soon as my mans went in the room and shit, the nigga was like, look, you know what, dog? I feel you, bro. We going to fuck with you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, what
my man's talking about. We going to fuck with you. So the bitches went burned down three beats funny, and they shot them to me. That's what I'm over here playing right now.
Real people is going to fuck with you no matter what because real, like you said, real nigga recognize real, point blank, period. And then anybody that's really out there trying to get some money knows that you got to put in work in order to get it back, and it's not going to come right away. You got to be willing to go through the things or whatever and then see the bigger picture at the end. You got to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Everybody trying to get their hand out first at the jump of things. And that's and like I said, like Cadillac, like I said, I had you on the show. Let me talk to you real quick. I mean, did it come easy? No, it didn't, right? Yeah, I know you had to put in your work and what you had to do, right?
Yeah, on the real, bro, I've been out this, my nigga. I've been doing music for 17 years, you know what I'm saying? In my stage age, I'm like 25 and 25 for like 4 or 5 years now. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? A nigga been doing this for a long time, and it's like, nah, it ain't nothing overnight, bro. And especially, like, I come from there, like, back in the day. So now, like, now it's just, like, a lot of fuckery, a lot of bullshit. But you know what I'm saying? When you live with these real niggas, you work with them, and you make it do what it does, man. They just make those moves and make it do come together like Jesus did, man. You know what I'm saying? And break the tape.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm one of the main people that believe that if shit's meant to happen and niggas are supposed to come together and things are supposed to be right, then it's going to happen. All you got to do is stay focused, do what you do, be true to yourself. And like any other time, real motherfuckers is going to gravitate towards each other. Real people is going to fuck with each other. Real music is going to get recognized above anything else. Like I said, I love my show because, like I said, the realest motherfuckers seem to be fucking with me too. Because, like I said, I got a lot of music. Let me say this. I got a lot of music. I got a lot of different independent artists that I play. I got a lot of slappers. I got a lot of people I deal with. But there's a difference. The people that actually call and holler at me, that talk to me, that share their opinions and everything, you know, that want to take that extra step or just on some real. I'm just on some real shit. They're the people I really fuck with. Like I said, I got love for everybody that sends me music and everything like that. But I mean, you know, but motherfuckers that talk to me, holler at me, take time out their schedules to chill or relax or, you know, while they doing their thing, they drinking, they smoking, but they chilling with me or whatever it does, I got even more respect for them because they take their time out to chill with me. And I, like I said, I'm the first one to say that I ain't shit. You know what I mean? I ain't doing a whole lot. But I'm doing a lot better than I could.
But you know what? You're doing something, man. And at the end of the day, it is, man. That's why I say, I mean, as far as that go, as far as Caddy go, as far as the skyballing movement, man, it's, and like I say, I'll be moving around. I ain't like, I'll be on the internet, but I won't be on the internet, if you feel me. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing shit. I see shit, fam, and I see support. I'm quick to reach out. How do I tune in? Whether I didn't hear my song playing, but I tune in. I'm tuned in now. You dig?
Your song is always ear rotating because, like I said, real motherfuckers and they always produces real music. Like I said, y'all got what I call slappers, and this for those that don't know why it's called Slap Sundays. It means that it sounds like another platinum slapper. That's what Slap Sundays is, and this is real music. This is real music. Like I said, when I'm on the show, because I got my 12s and everything, I'll be banging these tracks that I'll be playing on the show. It's not like I just sit here and play it just for the show and then just walk away from it. You know what I mean? I praise these. I fucks with these tracks. So this is why we out here, y'all. But we're going to get the Daggers double play, y'all. Like I said, well, I got Cadillac Cass hanging with me, and I got my boy Ashton Martin. Let y'all know that, you know, I'm not just an all the way radio personality myself. So let's see what I feel like today. Here we go. For the ladies, y'all. Show it off. Let's go.
You just bring me on for a second.
Oh, shit.
Right now. The Dagger.
Yeah.
Yo Mama Production. We got another one.
Hey Riz, I'm gonna need to put some funk on that.
Out these classes.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'ma tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty big.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
Come
all.
On.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're gonna get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, you know I know what this song's about. If you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty man.
Yes.
It's
okay.
A booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Woo.
Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty man.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Daggers here.
To help you represent, you try to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be a sick at all in no booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it fast. I get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to
booty ride.
Smooth skin.
Gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and disapprove. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kind of cute. Smelling good. Need to take a last chick. Had a lot of butt, but had a butter. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titties.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
It's a booty man,
yes.
It's a booty
come on. Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty man,
yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Tell me why you like to scare. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. Dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Thinks I'm gonna pay to play.
Nope.
Never bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you broke. Leave me the fuck alone. Dagger doesn't pay to play. So
okay.
A trick I'll never be.
Nope.
Or closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
It's a booty man.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch
for
in
real.
Your back, girl. Show it all. Show
Let's
it all.
It.
Show it all. It's a booty man.
Yes.
It's a booty song.
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
Come
it
on.
All. Show it all.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any, let it breathe. Plus the tat above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze, let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty, got it sitting high. Do you be getting high, power feels a jizz trick. I do them all at once, I'm going hard, don't gotta think. I need a hypey chick, thick, I don't need a square. But if you wanna come to the
smoke,
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere, trust I'll treat that body well. And have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty man?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, we're still in Dagger's Double Play, y'all. I'm All I Can Be, featuring Pharaoh. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all
day. Damn right.
This right here,
what is
this? Is probably as close as I'm going to get to a thing. So,
man,
I know what y'all ladies could like this too.
Ladies.
And I can sing.
I can.
I know
can.
Somebody who can.
But
Pharaoh,
he can.
Holla.
Come on. Come on.
That's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
I love to murder
any
beat. It never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative. Been sleeping for years. Soon everyone will know my name. It's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear. Out of tears. Complex.
You think you on the court? We're gonna see.
Because I got next.
Got
hit my most
whatever check. Care to rap the
man. Come on.
No respect for none of y'all. I show you how to
nigga ball.
Nigga ball and rolls up, rolled up, showed up. In any studio or stage, step in.
Blew it up.
Turned up. Yup. Stupid drunk.
Hella hot.
Can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot. It'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit except
a whole lot of energy.
There's no one to pretend I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Haters, can you hear these middle fingers?
Let me turn them up.
Sunday's the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. I was trying to bring in my little commercials and everything, but it doesn't look like they're going to play, so if they start playing right when I'm talking, then y'all know why. But we're back, hanging out this Sunday. Got my boy Ashton Martin hanging with me, Cadillac Cast, first time calling in, tuning in with your boy, the Good Looking Out, trying to get y'all back in too. Just give me a minute. As soon as it connects, I will let y'all know. And, oh, man, it's just... Like I said, I guess I need more memory on this computer. I need to fuck with anybody that's got any computer techs or any of y'all out there that may be good with computers, know I can free up some memory or get my shit to move faster. Let me know so I can do that, because this shit is, it's not embarrassing, because on one end it's like y'all know. I mean, black, we got problems. No, I got problems. I know I got problems. But I mean, I'm trying to do my show, but I got to work with the equipment that I got. So y'all got to bear with me and work with me. And at the same time, like I said, I'm doing my best. But what are we going to get into? Oh, no, the second half of the show right now. So usually in the second half of the show, we get into the shit talking and we try to, like I said, help people out as much as possible, because we know there's so many people out there that just need some kind of inspiration, that need somebody to put a foot in their ass, that need somebody to talk to them, because people just ain't listening. And I guess they're not going to listen, and we can't force people to listen. You know what they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know, you can't do that. So that's just basically our situation. So y'all can chill, y'all can talk shit as much shit as you want about me, about what I got going on, about what I'm trying to do. But at the very end of the day, like I said, I still got y'all best interest in heart. So believe what you want to and go and say what you feel. But that's just what it is. So
again, y'all, I'm trying to bring y'all back in. Like I said, bear with me. I don't know why this thing's acting like this. But let's see, just random stuff. Until I get my panel back in, I was chilling with the homegirl, right? Now, she's from Belize, you know, Belizean. You know how Belize is. I don't know if anybody's actually dealt with Belizeans, but I was chilling with the homegirl. Now, it was interesting because she received a video, like a home video from, like, her brother or something back home in Belize. So I happened to be over there that day, and then I was watching the video with her of, like, her family back home and what be popping off in Belize. Belize is actually a pretty interesting place, y'all. It's pretty interesting. Okay, Ashton's back. Ashton. Is he? I thought he was back. Ashton. Well, it says he's back. Hold on. Cadillac.
What up, bro?
Okay, we got Cadillac back. Ashton must be on a little break. I'm sure he'll.
Yo.
Oh, there he go. Yeah, I'm like, damn, where'd he go?
My bad, bro. Shit, I had this motherfucker on mute, man, because I didn't want the damn music and shit playing
out. Yeah,
that
I know exactly what you mean about that damn mute button. You see, that mute button gets you in trouble. You be talking and then can nobody hear nothing, man. Like I said, and Ashton, though, like I said, Cadillac, you know, shit on my Wednesday show, man. It was hilarious, man. I'm over there turned up and shit trying to do my show. I do the most crackingest ass intro that I've ever done for my show. And then the whole 9 minutes into the show, I realized that it was muted. So there's just a whole 9 minutes of silence at the beginning of my show. Like, that's fucked up. but yeah, y'all, shit, like I said, shit happens. We keep it pushing. But, y'all. But yeah, this shit I was looking at on these home videos I was watching. Now this shit is crazy. Now, the closest thing I can relate Belize to, at least from if we're comparing it to like LA cities and here, I don't know if anybody else has ever been, but it kind of reminds me of like Oklahoma. Now the trees are different and everything and all, but I mean I'm just talking about like wide open spaces, and then every now and then it's like okay, a house, market. You know, no streetlights out there. I didn't see no streetlights in any of the videos. Like, they say, what else? What else are some of the differences? They don't believe in seatbelts over there. They don't give a fuck. They feel that either if they're just going to crash or they can just drive really good. That's interesting. What else? Oh, man, what y'all know about iguanas? These motherfuckers is eating, like barbecue iguana and iguana eggs. Like,
what the fuck? Now, that's just nasty shit, man.
It's just different. I mean, it was interesting because, I mean, if you look on the video right there, and it's funny because, like I said, they got everything, they got shit we got over here, but it's just different. Like, there was one part where they were at the racetrack, and I guess the racetrack was real popular because they were saying that they had to drive, like, 3 hours to get to, like, this one racetrack. Now I can only compare racetracks to, like, out here we got Hollywood Park Casino. It's nothing like that. It's literally a dirt path. It looks like an old high school track that don't nobody use no more. That ain't used for like 10 years. That's literally what it looks like. And it was like, you know, usually on the horse tracks, it's usually like 6 to 8 horses. They had like 3 that were racing. But hey, it was popping. They was all out there looking at the horses though, and it was popping. But that's when they were buying like iguana. Like you go up to the, think of it like you go to a baseball game or something, you go to the little vending machine, or not the vending machine, the little vendor, the little place where you get food and shit. You walk up there, the motherfucker walked up, they have you the little plate, they hand it to you, like, you know, motherfuckers go to the fish market, they hand you that container with the rubber band around it, you know what I mean, the container that's already done, they hand you that little container. Man, they must have opened that shit up, man, and it was like, yeah, it was like an iguana, like, it was dipped in, like, barbecue sauce with a stick all the way through it and little iguana eggs in it, and that shit was cracking, I guess. I guess that's a delicacy. They was out there fucking that shit up, like, biting the head off and the tail and shit. Like, it was nothing. Like, oh, wow. I don't know. But it was funny because her brother who was out there visiting, you could hear her. She was translating some of the shit because I couldn't keep up with all the words and everything. She was up there talking about, like, yeah, he said, did it something McDonald's. And she was like, yeah, I'd rather have some McDonald's. I was like, yeah, I'd rather have some McDonald's, too, eating that shit. I'm good. But no, it's also different. There's another scene, right? There's another part of it where the motherfuckers went down to the water. Now it's just like we got the beach. Like we got the beach out here. Like they got the river. Literally the river. Like it's they park. And it looks like one of those things, like straight out of a horror movie. It's no kind of parking either. It's just like, okay, we all know that the river is over there, so we're all just going to park over here. People just pull over and park.
and they walk in and everything.
Yeah, I got some fam out there. They like the French high. They like from the French high. But that shit is, it's grimy too, though, man. There's some cuts. There's some goons out there, man. They ain't playing out there.
Oh, I believe it. I definitely believe it from what I saw. Because like I said, I mean, you just got to be willing to be like whatever. I mean, I just look at it like I said, I'm a city nigga. Like I said, I'm just going out there and then looking at the shit they was doing. I don't knock people doing it, but I just say I don't know if I could do it. Like literally, they went down to the river. Like, we go to the creek. We used to go to the creek out here just to fuck around and shit. But this is where they go. You go down to the creek. They all in the water. You know, you got to watch the rocks and shit. And then they pick up the camera and look down the river, right? You look uphill a little bit down the river. And they all in the river. Like, it's the beach. You know what I mean? That's their beach. There's just so many people out in the river. And it's a river, though. They're in between two big-ass mountains, you know, little trees on the side. It's literally a big-ass river. And they just out there just parlaying. But, I mean, hey. You got to do what you got to do. Shit, fuck it. Get in the water and hang out. It's just saying it's different. It was just interesting seeing, because I don't see a whole lot of shit in other countries besides, like, you know, what you see on National Geographic and shit like that. But, you know, you see somebody's home movies, that's a whole different story. Oh.
Right.
Oh, no, but no, there's something that I did see on them videos that kind of disturbed me, but I don't want to get into that. We're going to get into that when we get back, because I definitely got to hear y'all opinion on this shit, because that shit had me tripping out for a quick second. Like, are y'all seriously got this on camera and y'all good with this? Like, this is okay? Like, I'll tell y'all exactly what I'll talk about when we get back. But right here, Pay SOB, choose up. Let's go.
Look, crew neck, gold chain in a fresh cut. Sagging through the hood in the Porsche truck. Look, probably about to shoot dice. Married to the game, throw the rice. Baby, I'm on. Fuck a hater. I bet you know my name like the fucking neighbors. Kinda like a ratchet to a slow song. I'ma be right here when the throw's gone. Cause baby, I'm a real one. And that's word to the set. Niggas let it hate when they see that you a threat. Come to my city, they tell you I'm a rap. Taking care of my dogs, I'm a motherfucking vet. Look, I'm in it for the motherfucking loot. Pocket up, army, I'm a troop. Bitch, I'm the shit, you niggas scared to poop. Niggas play hard, they soften and dead proof.
I said, young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 And you better choose me.
I said a bitch up from the west. When niggas getting paper like a motherfucking press. Acting like a bitch, get a motherfucking dress. Niggas let it hate when they see it to the press. Look, chain no ice age. Had 100, turned that 100 to 2,000 in this dice game. Look. So harder than the athlete, running this bitch like a motherfucking track meet. Getting brain in the backseat by some bitch I just disrespected like last week. Look, I said she still got something for me. Got dope, but she still get money for me. Look, I said she something like a down bitch. Even let me bust on her grandpa Crown Vic. Both of these L's I die for you, biggie in the flesh. I'm like, see your mind,
young nigga with a lot of dough. If you ain't fucking, then you gotta go. Choose up, bitch. I chose up fast. Fuck the old sky, then we sitting out of the cab. Choose up, bitch. 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 Then you better choose me.
Like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she try and break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rip me. 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 I let her rip me.
what? I let her written, what? I let her written, what? I let her written, oh yeah. See, that's my baby like grain. She thicker than a snicker. The way she looking now, my thicker than tipper. Although I never paid, although I'm not a tricker, never mind me, lay my actions on the liquor. I'm snoring while I'm pouring. Patron got me on. She say she wanna leave, yeah, peace, then we gone. I'm standing at attention, yeah. I'm looking at her ass. Damn. Her headlights on, I'm looking at the dash. She said, yeah, they said too. She said, you gotta give me proof. So I hit the E-way, and I threw away the roof. Switching lanes while I'm shifting. Shiffin'. Tokyo drifting. Outside L Gang, interior Blake Griffin. Me driving fast, it made the trooper mad. But I don't mind this ticky, cause yo, she's super bad. Me driving fast, it made the trooper mad. But I don't mind this ticky, cause yo, she's super bad. Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bank roll in my pocket, think she tryin' break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, I let her rape me, what? 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah.
Shorty make you clueless, she pretty than Stacy. Lips like Angela, she thicker than Pinky. This bitch wanna rape me, I hit her, I'm lazy. Call her abortion mouth, she kill all my babies. Mommy hot, standing in her presence, feel like Haiti. Make you wanna buy her ass presents like Mercedes. Take her on trips out of state where it's shady. She said she have lesbian, so she in the ladies. She just wanna fuck all day, and the fool is crazy. Alright, I just twisted like a whirlwind. Evans got some curly lips like Tony off a girlfriend. If she had it her way, she would suck me to the world. Shorty mean, fuck a dime, she a beam. Super, super bad, she the girl of my dreams. All them niggas hate me cause they wifeys wanna rape me. I just break her back and then I let that bitch taste me. Yeah, I got dope, but that bitch would never break me. I do it and they love it, just do it on a budget. She a nympho, she wanna do it out in public. Damn, she a freak. Damn, she a freak. I just fuck her and put her in the bed under sheets. Now it's 90-90 for your wife. Capiche?
Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryna break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. 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 What? I let her rip me, 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 oh yeah.
Who the hell was that? There was another Stewie right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been so damn busy lately. My schedule's been so packed. I felt like I needed some kind of an errand boy to do all my nitpicky pain-in-the-ass stuff. So I cloned myself.
You cloned yourself? What, are you deaf? What? So he's an exact copy of you?
Well, not exact. I have to remain superior, so I bred out some of the intelligence, made him sort of a simpleton, you know. I call him Bitch Stewie.
Would you like to meet him?
Would you like to meet Bitch Stewie?
Yeah, I guess.
Bitch Stewie, come here and meet my friend Brian.
Hey there, Stewie. Oh, what's that? You got a friend? Oh, I'm always happy to meet one of your friends.
Dear God.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you. I'm Bitch Stewie.
He's got quite a grip.
Hey, Bitch Stewie, why are there no midget accountants?
Because they always come up short. Oh, another good one, Stewie. I don't know where you come up with them.
Yo, this is Summer Azul, and you are now listening to Slap Sundays with my boy The Dagger, playing those slappers from the top indie artists from around the world. Let's go.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. We're back. Ashton, shouts out to Ashton and Cadillac Cavs. They had to check out because, you know, big men do big things. Ashton Martin working on a new beat right now, Cadillac Cavs making his money, doing what he got to do. Shouts out to y'all. Thanks for checking in as always. And, you know, anytime, make sure anything new y'all get, always, always make sure I get it first. And all under independent artists, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure I get it in, all right? Now, I was going to tell them the story, but now I'm talking to y'all. So, we back to everybody. Let me tell y'all, like I said, we're still on Belize and what people do in Belize. And again, I'm not talking or trying to downgrade what else anybody else got going on in their homeland or other countries and everything. I'm just saying it's different. And I just point out the differences. So, but
Oh, the shit I saw in this video now was very interesting because, I mean, it borderlines on damn near child pornography. Now, it over in Belize, I guess, you know, they're really into dancing. You know, they dance, groove, you know, they got their little moves and everything right now, so they be out there popping it and twerking. And on the video, now, there was a lot of parties going on. There were a lot of house parties, a lot of functions. You know, everybody's dancing. Grannies, old people's mamas, you know what I mean? Everybody's dancing, doing what they're doing, sweating, hot than a motherfucker. So, you know, dance is real big over there. Now, here's a few things that I had a problem with this. Now, there was one where I saw where there was a guy. Now, they're all drunk out there and everything, too. Now, there was a guy dancing with an older lady. So I'm like, okay, well, that's a difference. That's different, you know, young guy, old woman. But they dancing, they grooving. Then come to find out, like I said, the homegirl that I was watching the video with, this is her family talking about, yeah, I think that's my cousin and his mom. What? Like, no, y'all, he was freaking his mama. I guess they cool with that over there, or that niggas are just so drunk that it didn't matter, or I don't know. I can't make any excuses for that, but I don't care how messed up I am. You know what I mean? I don't even want a ballroom dance with my mama, let alone jump behind her butt and start freaking her like I'm in the club or something like that. No, that's not the business. That's not good. That's ugh. When I saw that, I was like, are you serious? Are you dancing? Like really, like freaking his own mama. Like, ugh. That was nasty. Another thing I saw, still on the dancing tip, these little kids, little girls, had to be at least, I'm not good with ages. Maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe, you know, could comprehend, could understand, can speak English and, you know, understand and everything, but still young. And these little girls are sitting up here dancing and popping, and it's like, I mean, if it was just some regular dancing or whatever, it'll be one thing. But no, these little girls look straight like, excuse me for calling these little girls, but they look like straight hoes in training. I'm sorry. They look like little girls. The little girl was up there doing she did the splits, like the cheerleader splits, and was popping on the floor. The little girl, little itty bitty girl. No. And I guess her and her older sister, they saw another scene when they were outside. Number one, it's like 10 o'clock at night, 11, they all partying and everything. What are these little kids doing up when grown folks is having playtime, number one? That's just my opinion. But at the same time, she's sitting out there recording them. Now they're all dancing on the gate. Like, it's almost weird to me to even describe it to y'all because I'm trying to picture it, but at the same time, I shouldn't be picturing these things because it's not proper. I mean, anybody with a daughter should not be having their kids dance like that. I mean, I would have slapped the shit out of my dog. What the fuck wrong with you? Or at least not, you don't record stuff like that. Like I said, I guess it's cool over there. If that shit had got on the airwaves or on YouTube over here, y'all be feeling the same way I think y'all be feeling the same way I be feeling. Because it just looks wrong. And they just sitting up there encouraging it. Yay, oh, look at my baby, he's so cute. Yeah, get it. No. And then when she gets older and then starts doing all that for real and this, that, and everything, and then you wonder why people try to press up on her and things like that, then you're going to know why. Because look at what you're doing at an early age. You're teaching her how to pop that thing. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Like I said, people got their own things to do. But I see they say that Belizeans are very high sexual, you know, very sexual and everything. I can see why. I can see it. They start off very young over there. And it seems like that's it's accepted, like that's okay. It's not okay to me. But like I said, I don't run this country, I don't run that country, I don't run what people do with their own personal lives. But that shit right there, like I said, if anybody else saw the video, I think we would all be in agreement because I was just like, are we serious? And then it's like, you're recording this girl. Can we get the camera off? Like, okay, she did a little move or whatever. Now can we keep going? Now they sitting up recording these girls, these little girls, like they some kind of like it's a music video or something. You know, the camera's on these little kids. And it's like eventually the more stuff they do, the more they get all amped up like, oh, that's so good. And it's like, no, that's worse. When that little girl did the splits and was popping her butt on the ground, like when I see strippers do that shit at the strip club, and this little 4-year-old, 5-year-old girl is doing that on the floor in her grandmama house with all her family around and everybody's cheering her around and cheering her on to do it, something wrong with that, in my opinion. I believe there's something wrong with that. Maybe I'm wrong, but something wrong with that, in my opinion. Let's go back to the phone lines. What it do, MIA? Hold on. What it do with you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? 323-3596. MIA.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Are you messing with me or can you hear me?
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
What's oh, that's all right. I'm like,
I'm
I know I know this number. What's going down with you?
You know I be turned up, though, so I'm like, hello?
Like everybody else in the world. That's nothing wrong with that. But were you listening to what I was saying? You heard what I said. Now, is there something wrong with this?
About the girl dancing, the little girl dancing and doing the splits and stuff. Yeah, that's crazy. For real. Like, I don't mind a kid dancing and everything annoying, but if you ain't in ballet or doing something like that, like a little baby do not need to be shaking their ass and doing the splits because there's too many pedophiles in the world.
And like I said, motherfuckers would have made some money off of that video. That's why I'm like, I was really like looking at it like, am I really looking at some like child molest? Like I'm saying, that's how bad it was. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say that it was all naked and everything like that. But, you know, it was one of those situations where it's like, somebody should be stopping this.
Yeah.
Somebody should be stopping this. At least I believe somebody should be stopping it. And then what about the guy freaking his mama? Would you like dance with your dad like you dance with niggas at the club?
No.
Okay.
First of all, my dad, his belly too big anyway. I'll probably have to find him or something, like, you know. But I wouldn't dance with my dad, like, in a sexual way. Like, I barely hug him. Like, hey, what's up, Pop? You know.
Nah, this nigga was freaking his mama. Like, go, mama. Like, no, that's not.
Nah. I seen on the TV show when they was doing a prank and this guy, they was doing a prank on him and his mother was there, but they had him blindfolded and he was feeling on her and like, ooh, yeah. And she got some big titties and doing all this shit, and then they must have took that blind, cause like this would made him take the blindfold off. When he went to like grab the ass, she like said something. He snatched the blindfold off and was like, he just started screaming, "What the fuck? Like, this my mama?"
yeah, that's not the business whatsoever at all. But have fun,
party, love, have fun, you know, as long as they was having fun and they family,
that's what I'm saying. On the other hand, I'm like, you know what, that's they family. You know, if they family,
you know,
cause get
I'm
down
Belizean,
like that.
You feel me? So I heard they, you know.
If they family get down like that, if they having fun, they enjoying themselves, they getting all, you know, turned up and whoop and everything,
uh-huh.
You know, I can't knock anybody for getting turned up because I get turned up, but still. There are certain things you don't do. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just raised different. I guess, like I said, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I should feel, like I said, I don't know. I don't think there's nothing wrong with me, the fact that I'm not going to freak my mama. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, all of us being different is what makes the world go around. So, you feel me? We have our different things that we believe in and that we do and, you know, family members. Certain family members don't dance with each other at all, you know.
But we're gonna get into it, y'all. It's time for the smoke session. So make sure you get your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, weed, whatever you out there smoking on, Kush, regular, bubble gum, whatever the fuck y'all smoking on, man. Hey, people got all kind of shit they're smoking on from here and around the world. Whatever it is. Get it ready right now, all right, because we're about to load up, we're about to smoke, and we're about to let Bree start it off with the bomb butt, all right, y'all? Let's go. Smoke session. Bang Out Radio, L.A. West Coast all day. Slap Sunday.
I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt, I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt, I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt, I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
This is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bong. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking.
I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Kusha got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sour D's and OG Kusha got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want, sativa, indica? One have you turned down, the other have you turned up, they both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk, huh? Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the doc away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga say,
I got that bomb, but hey. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was platinum, American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavy, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu, to my amazement, was like 10 kinds of weed to put damn, you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen, which I brought. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Damn, damn, the damn Amsterdam.
Oh, damn,
the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all.
Oh, damn,
the damn Amsterdam.
Oh, damn,
it was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It got me faded, y'all. But I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something.
Hey, why your eye keeps twitching?
Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I walk a super rindo, goddamn. But your boy Pistola's a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, yes, the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back.
Damn.
It was the Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
is faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all.
Damn, Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was Amsterdam.
The
damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was the Amsterdam.
Damn
Amsterdam. It got me faded, y'all. But I'm having a ball.
My nigga, what the fuck are we doing?
Shit,
I don't even really know, man.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
I know, man. I don't even know what we're doing today either. We're
sitting in the fucking room.
Yo. Yeah. We really gotta get some practice for real.
What up, North?
Yeah.
What they talk about?
Trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife is smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife been smashed.
Man, where the girls at? Cause the knife been smashed. Got a bottle with my hand and the trees in the back. Man, I'm trying to get on and I know you is too. Man, I'm getting kinda tired just sitting in the room. Yeah, nigga just sitting in the room. A nigga kinda mad and I'm trying to leave soon. This be the night and I'm trying to do it my way. Waiting all week for the night and it's Friday. Yeah, nigga, Friday. Gotta do a movement so you know I hit the highway. Looking so fresh in the beam, so clean. I'ma hit about 100 and you know I drive mean. 45 minutes and we pull up on the scene. Got bottles, trees, chase, cheese. All we need is girls and we finna start a function. Headed to the telly, get the whole room bumping. We got
bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees. That's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife been smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife been smashed.
Mac J coming with a pocket full of cheese. Not for sale, my nigga, we blowing knees. Now bottles, cheese, you know it's nothing. Platinum OG with some platinum 50. Come in the dungeon if you feel like bumping. Got a couple bows, you wanna sip, it's nothing. Take a girl home if you feel like cuffing. Cause all my niggas on if you feel like bustin'.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife with a smash.
So sick with it, guess I got the stomach flu. Spitting that virus, so we call that the swine flu. Bottles in the air, in a blunt, already rolled up. Blowing off some grapes, so you know tonight about to pop. Ladies, where you at? I got bottles, I got trees. Tonight is going down, baby girl, is you ready? I'm already drunk, taste fashion down the highway. Ready, get active, go dumb, cause it's Friday. Pull up to the spot with some bottles and some trees. Ladies, where you at? That's all a nigga need. Trying to hit a function, and you know we got a telly. Bring the whole crew, that got ass, some titties. Got bottles, tree, anything you need. Smacking ass function with a host at the party. Get the lady on hit, oh damn, I'm too wasted. Got a thick ass model, my bottles, no takes up.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife been smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife been smashed.
What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for some flight, nigga.
Speaking of flight,
TSC. Ciato. Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up from the swag, nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stack of the cush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she want to touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassing. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB. Etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible, Costa. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week.
AC, nigga. CA, bruh.
King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an eye-shin loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole click, about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing?
I like drugs.
Take me down.
Something to laugh at real quick. MIA, do not press the buttons.
I'm pressing buttons?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, we're back. We're okay. It's all good. So we got a little bit of news, and this one's actually coming straight out of my hometown, Los Angeles. A California plastic surgeon has revealed that he gave his daughter a unique gift for her 18th birthday. Any guesses on what he gave her for her birthday?
What did he give her for her birthday? Not breast implants. That's not unique.
Yeah, well, it's not new, unique. Oh, well, that's even scarier there, because, yes, he did. He gave her breast implants.
He did?
That's not unique, but, I mean, is that, since you don't think that's unique, so that's what the game is now? Is that what
I mean,
fathers are getting their daughters,
is
their 18-year-old daughters?
I mean, when you in plastic surgery and that's your job and that's your field, then I guess, yeah, because they feel that that's what they do. They change people, you know, they give people breast implants, you know, fix their nose and everything. So I seen this special on TV, and this lady, she had got over, like thousands, like hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of surgeries. But she really needed it, but she got obsessed with it. And her daughter is, like, 5 or, like, 7, and she already gave her a certificate to get breast implants. And she's already telling her that she needs breast implants and this is what she can do. And if she wants to, she can fix her nose and, you know, everything. So at 7 years old, so that's the problem. If she's 18 already, then, you know,
I mean, still
whatever.
So look at whatever.
But
quotes,
at the same time, like, I don't know, like, your breast is not even finished developing at 18.
That's one thing, too. And then also she's saying right here, one of her quotes is, she says it's one of the best days of her life so far that she got breast implants. Is this for real? Like, one of the best days of your life already, breast implants? Is that why? This is what I mean. There's something wrong with this. Does that not sound wrong? Does that just not sound wrong? You know what? One of the best days of my life was when I got breast implants. Like, really?
Well, black women naturally have big breasts, so my breasts, like,
that's
grow.
A lie.
So,
that's a
not
lie.
All of them,
no,
but,
yeah,
you know, some of us are blessed, just like some black men are blessed. You know, some, you know, females are blessed, but it's like, I don't want no damn breast implants. Like, I don't need none. Like, really, when you have a nice size, you don't want all that extra weight on you. Like.
And then the father, he was quoted saying, he was like, I'm not changing their looks by any means. He said, they just want maintenance. She doesn't want to get old. She wants to stay young. She's 18. She is young.
Yeah, she's still
young.
18
like,
is still young.
I mean, maybe if you got an old ass daughter by the time she gets 21 or whatever. I mean, even at then or whatever. But
not
still,
even 21. I don't
not
think
even 21,
that's
but I mean,
really
the
appropriate age to get breast implants because, you know, I'm 21 and I'm still growing. My body is changing every day, you know. So I'm not going to fuck around and say, oh, I want to go get some ass shots or, you know, go get a tummy tuck. And right now I don't even need it because, you know, I'm still, you know, developing as a woman. You know, I'm created by God. You know, he made a beautiful lady. You know, I don't need to change nothing.
That shit is crazy. So, yeah, but, yeah, I don't know about that one, y'all. Like I said, that just shows that people are really just more worried about their looks and everything than anything else when you get really, when a young 18-year-old female gets a fucking breast implants for her birthday. There's something wrong with that. Let's move on to another story. Let's go to New York. Now, let's see, what am I looking at here? The NYPD, of course, y'all know, it's just along the lines of LAPD. You know, they're some of the most non-like motherfuckers in the world. Now, it says 5 NYC students arrested by NYPD every day in school. Every day in school. These are NYC colleges, so New York City College. Now, 90% of those people are black and Latino. Ain't that some shit? That's a high-ass number, 90%. And so they arrest 5 people a day, and then 4 of those 5 people are usually either black or Latino. That is amazing, to be honest. I mean, just on a numbers stand, like 90%. What are people doing in New York? And what are you doing at school in New York? Like, you're supposed to be in school if you're going to school. So what the fuck are you getting? Why are 5 people getting arrested every day doing God knows what? Selling drugs, doing, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and assume, but y'all just think about that number for a second. Like I said, I try to spit y'all some numbers every now and then, but yeah, 90%. And it says here also, like I said, well, during certain
summer school in 2000, during summer school last year, they said a student was arrested every day. Every day. And last year's percentage was 94%. What are y'all doing? What are people doing in school? You're supposed to be in school, going to school. If you're going to be selling drugs, if you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that, you don't got to be in school to do that. Trust me. I know people that never went to college or whatever. They was on college every day selling their drugs, doing what they were doing. They never went to the damn school. So you don't have to go to school in order to do that extracurricular shit if that's what you're trying to do. Because now you're just wasting money on both ends. But that's just dumb, y'all. It's just fucking stupid. This is the type of shit that pisses me off. It just really pisses me off because I don't know what pisses me off even more. The fact that motherfuckers is wasting their time at school. You know how many people want to go to college? How many people are trying to get into college? And I didn't even realize, MIA, that you had got cut off. And so let me bring you back. Hold on. Come on. You can do it. But, yeah, that's the shit that pisses me off in the first place. It's like, you're supposed to be in school to go to school. There are people that be fighting there. I know people that be trying to get into school and can't get into school because of different situations. And I don't like when people waste their opportunities. That's what bothers me. That's dumb. It's a wasted opportunity. Like think of it like this. Like when Puffy was making the band. Y'all remember that shit? I used to actually watch that shit every now and then. When Puffy was making the band, and these motherfuckers are sitting up here complaining about writing songs, they're complaining about not being able to go into the studio. I'm talking about the rap one. I didn't watch the other ones. We got you back in my eye. I'm talking about the rap one. The one where, you know, Dylon and Choppa and all them motherfuckers and everything.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
That's the one I watched. But these people used to sit up here and complain, like, I don't want to get in the studio today. I don't want to. He's giving you a free studio. When Puffy would be like, I'm shutting down the studio today, because y'all don't want to do no work. I wish. Oh my God, that pisses
me
off.
Man, for real,
that pisses
that's
me off
crazy.
So much.
Yeah, that pisses me off too.
Because
for real.
You know how many people would, y'all know how many people would damn near die, killed, be in y'all position or whatever to sit up here and do work and to actually. I wish I had a studio
exactly.
I could go into every day
to,
and constantly record. You know what I mean? I
you
wish
have
I had
to,
that.
To grab a motherfucker out, like drag a motherfucker out of the studio. Like,
yeah, like,
and daylight,
y'all arguing
like,
about going in and y'all ain't even famous yet, miss me. But that's what I mean. People that waste their opportunities. That's one of the biggest pet mm-hmm. peeves I have because there's somebody that's. excuse me. There's somebody.
Yeah, I feel the same way too, wasting opportunities, you know, because like I said, I wish, you know, I can be in college right now and everything and just going to school and not have to really worry about nothing, but, you know, I have to work and just handle business and shit, but I'm going back this semester though, but it's like these people got the opportunity to just not do nothing, just go learn, have fun, you know, meet people, party. You don't even want to do that. You know, just go to class for a couple of hours. Do your homework. It's in the book. It's in the fucking book. All the answers is there, but, you know, it's cool, though. We're going to get it together. That's too many people going to jail, though.
Yeah, people are responsible for their own actions. There are way too many people going up in jail, y'all. Way too many. Like, they building jails. Jails are more money. They're throwing people in jail because they feel like, well, fuck it. We can make more money off of people in jail than they can off people in the streets. Y'all got to realize that
these time sentences is ridiculous when they put these people in jail, like 30, 40 years and 50 years, like, that don't make no sense. 85 years, like, come on now.
It's just not
my family.
It's just not worth it, y'all. It really isn't. I'm trying to, like I said, the more I talk, the more I try to spread some knowledge about y'all, to hear these stories about what other people are going through and everything, and y'all just don't seem to want to get it. Or, like I said, it's up to y'all. I can only present the information. That's all I'm here to do is just present the information so y'all can make your own educated decisions on what y'all want to do with y'all lives. But y'all can do a whole lot better than what y'all doing. And if you are up there doing something good, positive, or whatever, then try to look out for those that aren't. Do the best that you can. I'm not saying put yourself in a negative to help out somebody else, because trust, that's not good either. That's what I've been doing most of my life, is putting people way ahead of me and just not giving a fuck about what I got going on, my own personal shit. You got to have your shit straight first
before you can help out the next person. What do they say? You got to build your house before you try to move people in it. So make sure your shit is straight and do what you're doing beforehand.
All right.
But, yeah, I think we're going to end off tonight's show, y'all, on this other Slap Sundays. It's been another good 2 hours. Thanks for hanging with me, chilling. Shouts out to Ashton Martin, always hanging out with me. Cadillac Cast, first time calling in. Anytime, Cadillac, get at me. We're going to set up an interview for you. MIA in the building, any shout-outs or whatever you want to give to anybody real quick?
I want to give a shout-out to, you know, everybody that's listening. And I really like the conversation and everything that y'all was having today. We need more real men. We need more strong men. And, you know, that stump down and really out here handling business and stuff. You know, as women, we need you all around, you know, not just in making music and just, you know, the other things that y'all good for. But shout-out to that, you know, Bang Out Radio, you know, all the hardworking people out here, all the real people. And shout out to you for doing your thing, man. You got it going, and all the artists, for
hey,
sure.
Thank you. I'm trying. Thank you, MIA. Like, remember, all independent artists out there, if you want to send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I got 2 shows. I will find a place for it in rotation. Don't even worry about that, all right? Also, remember, if you ever want to call in the future, 661-621-7559, make sure you lock it in. Make sure y'all go check out the Independent Awards show. Website, the awards coming at the end of the year, but voting will end next month, so make sure you go check out your top artist, www.iaamawards.com, and vote for your top artist, because that's the only way they're going to win, all right, y'all? So I'll see y'all on West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11 this coming Wednesday. I'll see y'all again next week on Slap Sunday, 7 to 9 right here, and we're going to let Kehlani ride us out, y'all, with Like This. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Young lady. Yeah. What is it that we need to know? Try your luck with me. Super Jack, no mania. Say it, let walk if you were right. Any city slim, this is what I work at night. Told you I'm a deep stick in your head like life. If you can handle me, I'ma take you to paradise. In the mind, body, soul, trips in Miami Vice. For real, I'm a challenge, make a bet to the price. Real no imitation, Billy, not a 300 price. Very confident, middle name, spelled nice. I was born into shine, just like the ice. Is it too easy, catch the one, and I'm one of the mice. Catching mice, swimming all the bait, so I ain't tight. I keep it straight, to the point, you can stand for sight. Gotta accept me for me, cause I don't sacrifice. Wanna join together like drugs when they throw the right. Down for eternity, AD, when I walk with Christ. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. Take your time with the stem. The light is red roses with long stem. And all night and we can start in the PM. No mini man, all the way to the AM. Don't like to ever do go above the rim. Before I'm gone, question, is it a problem? And if so, ain't no judgment, no condemn. But I might cut you off with an ethnic. Looking for my North Star, not one of them. Gonna be worldwide and other stations FM. Money can't buy you love unless you be an item. Can you deal with haters trying to ruin us like them? Rock my boat if you thought I seen him. Last boy wasn't ready, hope you ain't like him. I'm like a man in control, keep me him, I'm flexible, right? Going for the gym. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you're gonna do with that. Something about me, I am creative. My hips are very repetitive. If you don't understand, I am translative. Act what I think, I am opinionated. Playing games like water, I am evaporated. Only one me, so I'm not replicative. You know what that means, yes, originative. I like affection, so I am penetrative. Other than sexual, very communicative. If we're on the same page, I am cooperative. If it's not, keep it pushing, I am irritative. I want it, I go for it, determinative. I know you feeling me, I am persuasive. You like this woman, sex can be decorative. After a one-on-one, unsex. I tell you what I do to you, but I am. If I put it on you like this, boy.